Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back once again to the Mac Effect. I appreciate you guys tuning in for another great episode. This week, guys, I wanted to bring a particular couple back because we heard their stories as individuals, but I also wanted to bring something collectively as far as them together. So it is with great honor, great pleasure, I introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Sanchez.
Woo!
Newlyweds.
Oh, it's our first episode, my love. I mean, our first podcast as a married couple. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. All right. You heard it first. Exclusive. No, I'm just kidding.
See here.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming. I said it to you guys as individuals, but I'll say it as a couple. You guys doing this for me, for the Mac Effect, is just something that I'm very grateful for, because when people pour into my dream, it heals something in me. So thank you so much, guys, for coming.
Absolutely. Of course. It's our pleasure.
The reason why I wanted to bring you guys in is because, I spoke to you guys like never before as one-on-one, but now that you guys are a married couple, I definitely wanted to talk about something that I could relate to, and I hope viewers also can relate to. Now, officially, you guys have been married for how long?
2-3 weeks.
A couple.
Yeah, 3 weeks, I think. Yeah, a few weeks.
A couple weeks. But you guys have also been dating for several years now, right? How many years?
Almost four. Right?
Almost four years.
It'll be four, yes.
Do you guys feel like being married, you guys are in a newlywed stage? Or do you feel like we were kind of there already, we just kind of made it official?
Personally, I feel like we were kind of there already. We just made it official. It feels more solidified.
Okay.
I feel different in the sense of I was a runner before. So now I just, even if I get upset, I'm like, well, I might as well get over it, because it's not like I'm going anywhere or I want to go anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Don't take advantage of that.
I was just going to say that. And it's like, see, that's why we work well together, because we're always thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I was like, just because you say that doesn't mean that it's okay for to like sweep anything on the rug,
right?
Because I do not like to move forward unless, hey, let's sit down and talk about it. And until we both feel better about something, it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to hold on to things.
Yeah. But do you feel like different now that we're married, or you feel like?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I also agree with you that we were there already. But it does add, just, you know, it
feels more official.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, like, I don't know if this is a word, but it feels specialer. You know, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And now that you guys are married, there's a lot of people that are happy for you guys. But there's some people that want to see you guys fight. So how do you deal with someone coming to you guys and saying things that will hurt you guys?
Because you've seen certain things more, I feel, than
yeah, and to be honest.
But what do you mean by seeing more things? Like what?
Like people were very, especially in the first 2 years of our relationship, people were very mean and would send stuff from my past to him, or you know what I mean? Like just try to get under his skin.
Yeah.
And at first it did. I think like now it's either stopped or he just knows me. And I also like, I'm better with giving him his place. From the, you know, the conversations that we've had and the stuff that he told me would make him feel a certain way or bother him, I've done my best to like fix them. But I don't get a lot of like people trying to break us up. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. Thankfully. Yeah.
Thank God we don't.
Thank God we don't really get a lot of that. If that exists anywhere, maybe in comments, but it's not like what you've shared with me. I can't think of anything that happens like that. In the beginning, just comments and stuff like that used to affect me.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of they don't happen as often anymore. Now it's like we get a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess the reason why I asked, and maybe it doesn't pertain to you guys, but because with me and Jackie, people know we were separated. So I think they take advantage of that, and they try to cheap shot us with constantly the infidelity word, or the she's cheating on you, he's cheating on you. Like, they're constantly hitting us with that, because unfortunately we do have that as our past. So people try to use, you know, those little things to try to cheap shot us. But I'm glad that it's not being used with you guys. So when it comes to you guys as a couple, have you guys ever had a big fight.
Yes.
Of course.
And how do you guys resolve these issues? And first of all, thank you for being honest and just saying yes. But for me, it's not to be a chismoso like, oh, you know, they had a big fight. It's for me more, it's like, how did you guys resolve that? Because we know we're imperfect. Like, I know I'm imperfect. Jackie's imperfect. How do you deal with those things?
I think one of the things I feel is that I think the for both of us actually is that we always decided to stay. We never actually left each other.
You were great with that.
Like I was like I need to be here. Mm-hmm. Like I need to stay here. I don't want anything different. So no matter what, I need to be here, and we need to face things together. And
yeah, because I think it took me a while. I was the one that always wanted to throw in the towel, you know, because that's what I grew up watching. And it was like, since I can remember, it was like, okay, next. All right, if you don't work, someone else will. And it's a generational curse that I want to break, and I want to feel, I want to feel settled in my life. I want to feel stability in my personal and love life. And that's a choice I made. It took me a long time to get there, but I got there because he never threw in the towel. Even if I was like being so ugly to him, because I have, he was like, well, you're what I want. And I know, cause I was very honest in the beginning. I told him, hey, I'm broken. I'm a little jaded. I'm very heartbroken. And he's like, well, I'm going to help you heal. We'll get through this together. I'm like, no, I think I need to heal by myself. He's like, no, why should you be by yourself? I want to help you. So I think that honesty from the very beginning has helped. And then he never, like, he gave me that safe place where I'm like, he's not going to walk away. And instead of taking advantage of that, I said, I want to lean into it. And I want to be the best version of myself because he deserves that from me. And I think it's because of him. Honestly, I give him like a lot of the credit in our relationship because he's kept us together. He hasn't given up on me once.
You said earlier, you know, I was the runner. It's something that I was taught. Like, how do you like catch yourself? Like, oh, that's me being a runner. Like, who's helped you understand how, when to like, I'm doing it again, you know?
I think therapy for sure. What?
Yeah. I kind of actually wanted to like, say something on that.
Okay.
Especially in that, you know, first year or so when you used to tell me like, oh, I think I need to be on my own. And I think thankfully I saw it as there's a difference between there's of course times where people need to be on their own. But I think the reasons at that time that you were giving me of why you needed to be on your own, they were because you didn't want to face things in a relationship. And so I think I had to push you. My biggest thing with her was I saw the potential. I saw potential of like, I'm like, I see how sweet of a heart you have, how you treat people. It's like, there's no reason you don't deserve real love in a relationship. So sometimes I felt, I'm like, you deserve this. And I felt like some of the issues that we had in the beginning of where, when she wanted to go on her own, I'm like, I felt they could only be resolved in a relationship. Because when you're single and you're on your own or don't have anything to hold you down, some of those things don't matter, you know, and you can do whatever you want with your life. So you don't have to face those things. Excuse me. But I felt that I saw the potential of that we can do this together and that she also deserved it.
In a true love relationship as well, because it could have been in a relationship that just might not work. But if there's true love, I agree with what you're saying, because right now with, as you were saying that, like, I'm constantly like either praying in the back of my mind or meditating or asking God, like, what are you showing me? And right now I really felt like even your mom didn't know how to receive love. Mm-hmm. Even your mom felt like at some point, I don't just like undeserving. when she felt that her life was in a good place, she even found ways to sabotage it.
Mm-hmm. Cause we were so accustomed to drama.
There was something about, yeah, like, si no hay pedo, no es normal. And when it was nice and working and harmony and peace, the way God has intended it, because we're so broken, you just thought, no, this is wrong. This is normal. This feels better. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because I see that even like in my sisters. I see that in a lot of like women that just put up with stuff. And I'm like, wow, like right now God revealed that to me because, yeah, Jackie could be a little runner. She could be a runner, but no la voy a dejar. So she ain't going nowhere.
La guerra del chongo.
Yeah, no, he ain't going.
Yeah,
I from think that purple hair right there. No, no, get over here.
Yeah, I think therapy has helped us a lot.
Yeah.
Couples therapy where I was able to, because see, the thing is that in my past relationships, they were more of, they had more issues or more things. I not issues, it's not fair to say that, but.
It's the truth. I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like my attention was always on, let me try to fix you or mm-hmm. work on fixing your issues. And yep. I was never really had time to look at all the things I needed to work on until mm-hmm. I got in this relationship because he's done therapy since he was 18. I've done therapy since I was 12 on and off. So then we did couples therapy and then I realized, oh my goodness, like you're doing it again. That's not you giving him his place. That's not you feeding the king in him. If you feed the king in him, then he's going to treat you the way, or you're going to feel better. So it's like, I had to relearn a lot of things and that I haven't felt like I wanted to run like in more than a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's huge for me.
That's, you know? That's what a healthy relationship is. Yeah. Like that's what a healthy relationship is where you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to agree on anything. But understand that he loves you, you love him, you guys are going to be there for one another. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's okay to have a problems. I didn't like when this day this happened or when this day that happened or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you guys deal with like so many people wanting to be around you? Because I'm with fame, with all that, I know there's people that want to be there because they genuinely love you. But there's also the ones that want to just be there so that it can benefit them. Like, how do you guys deal in a relationship? Because in my first marriage, I didn't know how to tell certain friendships, no, we're not hanging out today. I need to spend time alone with my wife. And that messed us up a lot. Mm-hmm. How do you guys deal with that?
We're pretty good with like really trying to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's we love hanging out so much together. Mm-hmm. That it's like sometimes I'm like, okay, I have to remind myself I have friends. I still don't want to lose that my individuality because correct. It's important to me because I want a well-balanced relationship. But I think that I'm at a stage in my life where, again, like if it doesn't feel right, if it's not feeding my soul and making me a better person, then I can't really necessarily hang out with you because then that's going to bleed into my relationship. But that's just because I'm older now and because I've been through mm-hmm. a lot of things that I'm like, okay, I really want to be intentional about making this relationship work. And I don't know. I mean, I think we just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to like balance, we balance everything pretty well. The thing of how we keep us like consistent and stuff like that, how you asked. I think it's just this natural feeling of like, we do so many things. When we make eye contact, we're like, fuck, I want to go lay with you or I want to go spend time with you or it's a natural feeling that we both have. And so we make time for it.
Yeah.
You guys know the safe space is between you two, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I definitely wanted to talk about this particular point because I know there's many relationships that go through this. When it comes to, you know, you guys have been talking with each other for over 4 years, married for a couple weeks, but I'm sure you guys have had the conversation of starting a family. We also, I know the public has been well aware of a situation that happened with you guys. I wanted to discuss from both sides. I know from a woman's perspective, but I also wanted to speak from the guy perspective. You know, I feel like I want to tippy toe only because like, I'm not going to lie. Like I'm spoiled guys. Like I've never gone through something like that. God has blessed me and I have him here, but with all respect, like just, if you guys don't mind sharing with me, like, you know, even if it's, I know it's a heartbreak obviously, but how do you guys feel with what you guys went through together recently?
Well, it was definitely something that hurt me and changed me for like ever because I think for me personally, it just put a lot of things into perspective. For a long time, I didn't want kids because I raised my siblings, because it was more selfish reasons. And I had also lied about having a miscarriage before because I was ashamed of having an abortion. So I covered it up as a miscarriage. So I, when this happened to me and I had a miscarriage and it was something that at first when I found out, I was like, oh my gosh, is that the right time? My tour is about to start. I'm in the middle of like one of the most important years of my career. But then I got excited. Then I was like, oh my God, I really want this. Like, oh my God, I started, me estaba haciendo ilusiones. And then it was taken from me. I just felt it in my heart. I was like, okay, I need to be honest because this is the very first miscarriage I've ever had. This feels horrible to get something literally just ripped out of you and something that you already had a name for and you were thinking. It was just crazy. And how much he wanted it as well. And I felt like, oh my God, I can't give this to him. It was very difficult for me, but I have so much faith in God that I know I'm like, God, you allowed me to know that my body can do it on its own because doctors had said that I couldn't. So then when I, not that I couldn't, but it was going to be very difficult. So when it happened, I said, God, wow, you're amazing, you know? And then it made us closer. And that's what I loved. And I'm like, and it just made me fall in love with him even more. So I'm like, okay, that's why it happened. But it was definitely something that was very painful, but also very beautiful at the same time.
How far along were you?
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
7 weeks, yeah.
How'd you feel with the situation, bro?
Very unexpected feelings. It changes your life instantly, as I'm sure you know. It was a... it gave me a new perspective. I was so happy. I was so excited. Those like 2 or 3 weeks that we knew, and it confirmed a lot of things of like what I was feeling, of what I wanted for each other. I saw a different side of her that I hadn't seen before, and I loved that side of her. The moment. I had walked into the bathroom and just saw her crying. It tore me apart to this moment. It tore me up because I know that she deserves it. And it was a moment that I looked at her and it was a side of her that I don't really see often. And but I also learned a lot. I have more faith now in it. I'm actually more confident of us having a child now than I was before this happened. I learned a lot. And I think that's probably the most important part. Because before this happened, you know, naturally nothing has happened. And now that we've gone through a couple procedure things and things that we've done and IVF and understanding the female body and how a pregnancy happens, this happening tells me that her body wants to be pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. I'm super excited. I have a feeling that it will happen pretty soon in our lives. And I think the experience has just taught me a lot. And I have way more faith in it now, which is probably why I'm a little more calm about it now. But during that time, it broke both of us.
Yeah, yeah. Did it cause tension between you guys, or did it bring you guys closer together?
It definitely brought us closer together.
For sure. I think maybe while I was pregnant, I was just, again, going back in a lot of hormones, guys, a lot of crazy things, emotions. So I was kind of going back and forth. I was like, okay, like I'm really happy, but then why right now? And I can't drink, and I have these plans. But God's plan is always better than our own, and I know that better than anyone. But there were times where he was so patient. Where I'm like, oh, why you get to drink and I don't get to drink? Like dumb things, you know what I mean? That I'm like, I think about it now, I'm like, oh my gosh, Janae. But then when I actually had the miscarriage, I was like, oh my God, how dumb was that? Like, yeah. But in reality, it didn't. He was so patient. He was very calm with me. But if anything, it just, again, brought us closer together for sure. Yeah, like it made me really just fall in love with him more.
Yeah, and I think when you genuinely... you know, love. I think when you genuinely love that person, like it's just, it's so natural when you see a person hurt, it hurts you. Like I just, one of the things that as a man, you know, when I see my wife cry or when I see the kids cry, like over big things, little things, and that's a different thing, but big things, like when I see my wife cry over, you know, family matters or situations, or I see the Jayla cry, or I see Jordan of things, you know, it hurts. Like you wish you could just take that pain away and like them not be going through that moment, but we kind of have to, you know. And I think one of the beautiful things is we could just be there for one another. I'm gonna leave a little secret out there for you guys. I knew they were pregnant. All right, I knew.
my sister knew. She was the only person that knew.
But we were praying. We were asking God, you know, to protect it, to bless it. But God knows why everything happens. You said you had a name. You guys had plans already. Man, dude, like I could just imagine. Like, how do you? Like you guys speak it so freely that like I kind of feel like almost choked up about it. Like, how do you guys find the strength to just be able to speak about it and it's like okay, kind of, you know?
Well, personally, I always say this: I'm only as strong as my faith. And what's helped me heal from it is reading my devotional every morning and praying and meditating. That's the first thing I do, and it just has helped me just make sense of everything. Personally, and I have him. I have a great partner that I'm so blessed to have, and you know, and like he really helped me through it. And then also it helps that we have our little frozen eggs, you know, to know that, you know, yeah. God, we have that there. Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely something where I can confidently say, like, our faith is getting us through this. There was a time when it first happened, I'm like, I immediately after I was just like, I don't know how we're going to get through this. Like it was a switch on of your life changes instantly. And then it turns it back off instantly as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it felt like there were three of us, you know, and then we lost something. And, the void, I wanted it immediately. You know, I was like, I want it immediately. I need it. I think once we were able to calm down and be there for each other, and as the weeks went by, and learning and understanding and hearing, man, the amount of support and love that we got,
yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Really helped and really got us through. And understanding how common it is. And, you know, I had so many people tell me, hey, this happened to me twice. This happened to me three times, five times before we had a baby.
Wow.
So I'm starting to, again, I'm learning the process of actually having a baby. And I feel very confident in it. And yeah, it does help to know that we have two healthy embryos waiting for us.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And then comes the negativity, like, you know, because unfortunately you're in the public eye. So then you have certain family members, I've heard, commenting, saying things.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so unsensitive. So, you know, I mean, just to even, like, say those words, but I'm not. It just sucks.
Yeah.
How, from both of you, or whoever wants to answer first, like, these are people that are family members. Like, I know when haters talk, it's like you could just quickly brush off and ignore. But at some point, like, this was family you used to do Christmas with. Mm-hmm. This is family you used to do Thanksgiving with. This is people that, how do you deal with people that at one time, like, you just, they're your family. Like, you would do anything for them. And now you just, you find them, like, clickbaiting so that they can get, oh man, I don't even know if I should leave that on there, but
well, I mean, it's the truth. It's real, you know. It's just confirmation for me personally that is a reason why I don't have them in my life anymore, and why my life has gotten better since I've chosen to separate myself.
It's crazy. It's though, like, to kind of stop you there, sorry, but it's just like, because the people would say like it's, you're, how do you just cut off your family? But you got to do it for your own health and for your own sanity.
Absolutely. Because I'm so happy that him and I started dating right a little bit before everything, kind of like where I decided to say, hey, this is my little family. This is a family that my mom left me and I have to protect it. And he very quickly became a part of that. And so he wasn't like tainted with any of that, which makes it so much easier for me to kind of stay away. And I know people, especially Latinos are like la familia, the, mm-hmm. you know, blood is thicker than water. I have my own beliefs. I feel that God has given me a choice and I have to protect my home, my family, my relationship, my inner peace. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you're not bringing the best out in me, if you're not like blessing my life, then I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who you are. I can't have you. I don't want you as a part of my life. But yeah, I mean, how do you feel about when certain someone said a certain something about it?
Again, I think because I don't really have that connection there. It hurts me that, you know, that she has to go through that, but it doesn't really affect me personally.
It didn't really surprise me either.
There's really no connection there for me. So,
and I haven't cried about that kind of stuff for a long time, right? I think maybe the first year I would cry a lot more about
it. Would amp you up
a
bit more in the first year for sure.
It's crazy because I noticed the same thing with Jackie. Like before, it was like you know, we would. ¿Qué dijeron y qué para contestar y para decir? Well, not para contestar, because one thing that I told Johnny, I've had him in weeks prior, I said, I'm proud of how you guys conduct yourselves because you guys are clearly setting a mark. I tell Jackie this all the time too. I said, I have people that have told me that you guys are just creating like a separation. Like they know when they say Rivera's and they know when they're talking about problematics and drama and this, and then they know when they're talking about Jenny's kids that it's just, it's a total, like people see it. I want you guys to know that. People see it. Mm-hmm. People see when they're looking out for themselves and when you're looking out for the entity or for just each other, like the genuineness of it. So anyways, I guess from, how can I say this? I'm very sorry for all that because I know as men, one, you're already dealing with the pain of like, your mind's already like, man, we were about to start a family. This was going to go this way. Like you're already envisioning, you're seeing changes in her. And then you have all this little stuff around you that just add to it here, add to it there, add to it there. And then you guys are just married as well. Like there's so much going on. Your career continues to just take off and a new level and a new level and a new level. And then you guys still have to heal yourself. You have to continue finding identity. That's why I wanted to bring you guys in, because it's like, it's so much that you guys are doing. And I'm just proud that you guys are taking it a step at a time, a day at a time. And I think that's what's going to really propel your guys' relationship to like great places. What's the goals? Do you guys ever sit down and make goals for each other? Like, where do we see each other? Not only personal career, but as a family and stuff like that?
I wanted to say something on the thing prior real quick, actually. with all that negative stuff, I think what we do in our life right now is that we really focus on the positive and the people in our lives that support us and love us. Our wedding was very intimate. Every single person there was, we know 100% they love us and support us. Our families thankfully love each other and they hang out and we have a good time. And that's where we like to lean on. That's where we like to
surround ourselves
with. And so, you know, unfortunately it's not like that with everyone, but we just focus where the love is. And that's what really, we don't even really think of anything else.
I ask these questions, guys, because being 100% honest, like you guys are obviously like, I'm married, right? And to your sister. So there's been certain problems that we've had, and I'm asking these questions, and I'm like, damn, like, they handle it a lot better than what I did, and they're handling it a lot better than what I did. Because not only am I learning, I'm sure there's going to be viewers out there learning as well. But were you guys always like, because it sounds like you guys just kind of have it together. Has it always been like that, or did it take a process of growth and learning?
It took a process, for sure. Yeah. I think with every argument we've had, we've learned something, and I think I was just ready. I was ready to be in a good relationship. I was ready to be my best self. I wanted it. I was like, I want to be loved, and I want to have a forever type of love. So
you think that came with time?
With time.
Got it.
For sure, with like relationships failing, and you know, and I'm like, okay, what am I doing to attract this? What do I need to change? I stopped pointing fingers and I looked inward, and to my surprise, I found a person that was doing the same thing. And I learned that I can't change him and he can't change me. And we need to try to be our best selves individually and then for each other. And I think it wasn't perfect. The first year was very hard. The second year had its challenges, and it's been getting easier and easier. But because I choose him every day, and because I'm like, okay, I need therapy. I'm going to either go by myself or we're going to go together. And we're both on the same page with that.
That's good.
Yeah. And I think that that's honestly what has helped and saved our relationship, is going to therapy and him being open to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a process for sure.
Yeah. Thank you guys for saying that, because it's like, it shows people like, look, we don't magically get here.
Oh, no.
We don't. Yeah. You guys are in a sweet spot, which I love. And I think it was hard to get there, because I know for you, because I know it's the same thing for Jackie. Letting go of family was one of the hardest things you've ever done.
Yeah.
She's ever done. And I know it, because I remember when in our first marriage, I'm like, there's too much toxic loyalty here. Like you're only going to say yes just because they're your family. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, they can steal, but just because they're your family, like, it's okay. Like, it doesn't make sense. And not that at that time I knew or known anything that was going on, but I'm like, it just wouldn't make sense to me. I'm like, I think you should just be honest and truthful with whoever's honest and truthful with you, not just because they're with your family or whatever, yeah. But so I'm glad, because it's hard, but it's beautiful to just go through that healing, go through that process, and just saying, look, it hurts, because it's family. I have an older brother, guys, that I don't speak to myself. But I've also said, hey man, I'm open for the conversation. If you want to talk to me and you want to try to fix things, then let's do it. You don't want to, then I'm going to respect that too. Mm-hmm. And I got four kids. I got a wife. Like, I got my own things that I need to take care of. And if I just keep focusing on that, then everything else over here is going to go to crap. And I got things that I got to take care of too.
Yeah.
And I think you guys perfectly said it, where it's like, you're investing your time in the family that is also saying, you know, no, we're going to be there for you, help you grow. And it shows you to value those little things.
Yeah, absolutely. And then his family's great. So I'm happy, you know, but yeah. I mean.
So what do you guys do for each other intentionally to continue, you know, your love, the spark, the I'm happy to spend time with you. Like, what do you guys do for each other?
One thing I do want to say on that is that I love to acknowledge it. I love to acknowledge, like, our hard work. It's something that I like to bring up a lot, because I don't ever want us to forget.
Yeah.
I was just telling her the other day, I was like, every couple deals with these problems in some sort of way. I was like, we deal with that plus a little extra, just because of, you know, who she is and what that comes with. So for us to be able to get this far and build such an amazing foundation, I tell her, I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us that we were able to, like, that we put in this work and we created this.
Yeah.
So if we can do that, I don't see why anyone, you know.
I'm proud of the work that you guys have put in for each other.
Thank you.
It's visible. You can see it, guys. So the work that you guys do for one another, it's very visible. So I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you so much. And yeah, to your question, I was very honest. I learned that I needed to tell people, not just in my relationship, what I want, you know, or what's bothering me. So with Emilio, I told him, I said, you know, I need you to do everything that you did to make me fall in love. Like, I need that forever and ever. And I promise to do my very best to also do it. You know, it's not just one-sided. And I think we've been really good with that. Like, he'll bring me flowers randomly or my chocolates that I like. And I told him, I was like, I'm the type of woman that needs to be courted. I need to always feel like it's new. I need dates. I just need that because that's what's going to make me happy. So, and he's been really good with it. And so have I feel like I'm like, okay, I'll leave him little notes. Like the other day I packed his lunch and I left him a little note. He was going to work and I want to continue doing that stuff to keep the spark alive so that he doesn't need to wander, or I just want to make sure I'm doing my job as his partner.
Yeah. Intentionality. That's awesome.
For sure.
Yeah. And you do an amazing job.
Thanks, like, man.
A note in a lunch bag when I get to work and I open my lunch and I see a little note like that. Changes my entire day, you know, and I'm like, she's so great at doing those things, which makes it easier for me to do those things too. Cause I think we're the same, you know, like I love to do things for her. That's like all I really think about.
That's good. And, thanks, babe. And I know people can be like, oh man, that sounds so cheesy, so corny. That's what healthy does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when we're just used to the negativity and that, oh, this is so hard, it's because we're just not being healthy, because you guys have put in the work. Mm-hmm. You guys are in a sweet spot where I've even told Jackie, I'm like, we're in a great spot. We've never been in this situation before. We're in a great spot. Why? Because we've been honest. We've gone through. She's told me her past. I've told her my past. Like, we know everything. So people out there, don't use that against us. Because they've tried. And when you're in that sweet spot, even when it comes, you almost laugh at it. And it's like, life continues and we keep doing what we're doing, which is building a successful marriage, raising, hopefully we're raising good kids. And we just continue with that. So you guys have a good fundamental going for you guys right now, which is awesome.
Thanks.
Where, if you guys close your eyes, where do you guys see yourselves in five years from now? And why do I want that? Because I want it recorded, and I'm going to play this for you guys so that you guys can see your dreams are small to what God does.
You want to go ahead and answer?
As
a whole, right? Together.
Yeah, really, or individual. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that comes to my head is that there is a third person in our life. Mm. You know, there is a little kid running around. Definitely in 5 years, I see that. I feel it. I don't know where we will be in the world, but I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel that we have a good home, you know, to raise a kid in, a great relationship. I see our relationship growing every year, and That's what I want. You know, I see a lot of peace and clarity and purpose, and I want to fulfill my position as her husband, and she does an amazing job as a wife, and I just see a happy home. That's what I see.
Yeah. For sure. I see a little baby, you know, either a little Emilio or a little Cheekies. I see us like I kind of see like a somewhere a beach city. I want to live next to the ocean, and still doing what I'm doing, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. So I really feel that coming soon, where it's something's gonna turn. It's gonna be different, where I'm gonna have time to be a mother, because I want to be a present mom as much as I possibly can. So yeah, that's what I see, and I think we've talked about it. Whatever God wants, but we see one child. And
agree.
We're okay with that. We have a lot of.
I think it shows humbleness to say, you know, whatever God wants, mm-hmm. but I also know for myself it's difficult to put a goal because you're afraid that you might not obtain it.
I felt that while saying that.
So that's why I'm like, that's why I want to put it out there, because I want to go against what we naturally, again, mm-hmm. when I said earlier how your mom just was like, a beautiful feeling, something's wrong if I'm feeling something beautiful. No, it's right. It's okay to have that vision, that dream. I see that. What about career-wise? Where do you guys see yourselves? Or if you want to answer that, but if you don't, that's totally fine.
Well, before that, I kind of wanted to just add a little bit more to the other one, was that I feel like we're both, not to get, like, too weird or hippie-ish or whatever, but, like, I feel like we're both, like, children of this earth, and we love to be in nature, and yeah. I want to share that with our, you know, with our future kid, and I want to spend more time, like, exploring this earth together, and it's what we both love to do. It's when we're the happiest, when we're unplugged and just connected to the earth. And I see ourselves traveling a lot.
I like
and
that.
Especially with our kid, you know, I want our kid to experience those things.
I like that.
Going hiking with the kid, you know?
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that because I know I said right now, you know, individually in careers, but at the end of the day, that's what matters at the end too. Like the career will take its own path and God will find a way, but the importance, what truly, truly matters, and the legacy that we're going to, because the legacy that your mom left behind, it's nice. She left music. She left, you know, a movie. She left all kinds of stuff. We have the star now, all kinds of stuff. But the true legacy is you, is Jackie, is Mikey, Jenica, Johnny. That's the true legacy. So it's a good focus that you guys have going on right there.
Yeah,
for sure. We also want to do something together to help others. We still haven't figured it out exactly, but I know that there's something there.
Yeah.
That is definitely a 5-10 year goal of having some sort of foundation of helping the world. It's our true passion.
Yeah.
Let me know that, you know, more than happy to be part of that and help as well. That'd be
awesome.
That'd be cool.
Let's do it together, all of us.
Because, that's in my goal, my heart, to help other people as well. So awesome. I think Jackie loves helping. I mean, Jordan, my goodness, We were one time eating at a taco place, and homeless was passing by, and Jordan just starts crying. And I'm like, Jordan, what's wrong? And he's like, I want to give him my food, Dad. Oh, and I'm like, they have that passion, you know? And
awesome. So
that's good that you guys have that heart. Anything else in your hearts that you guys might want to share?
Were you going to say something, my lover?
Well, back, you know, part of what we were just talking about, like also like, yeah, the things that matter, like family to us is so important. I tell her this all the time, and not just because we're sitting here with you guys, but I am, when you guys come over and our families are at our house, and like sometimes we're at our house and it's just us, and you know, I'll look at the backyard and look, I'm like, we have so much fun there together, and we have such good times, and we have the best feelings of, you know, the people who actually come and are there with us. Like, we love doing that. And It's because of you guys, you know, like we love you guys as a couple, and we love your kids. And
I thank God for where he has placed us. Absolutely.
I tell her all the time. I'm like, man, if our kid is like any of these, like, you'd be great kid, you know.
Te doy uno. No, I'm just kidding.
He wants he said Genevieve.
Dude, Jenna's so cool, man. They're all cool.
They're really awesome.
Cool too, man. Yeah. But my goal for the rest of our life in general is just to focus on the things that really matter, the things that we can't get back. And, you know, it's what I try to remind us every day of, like, all this material stuff and all of that kind of stuff comes and goes. But when we're, you know, 80 years old laying in bed, like, I want it to be her. You know what I mean? Because that's what means the most to me.
I think God does great transitions in our lives, where you hit it in the head earlier, where like it was so sad to despojarte de a certain part of your family because you were so used to.
Yeah.
But God shows you, this is your family now.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because I see it now. And now I'm in the stage too where we're going to have a high schooler, and I'm just like, my goodness, dude, like, where does time fly? Where does it go? Why is it going so fast? Because all the kids are going to be in school now. And it just goes to show you, like for me, I see it, guys. Like, I see it. Like, we get to your house for Christmas, and the kids are what makes Christmas Christmas.
For sure.
And I'm just like, thank you, God, that, you know, they're here, we're here. Like, there's a reason why what was sadness, you showed us now, this is your new, and this is what we strive for and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, just to be clear, it was like with separating ourselves from the extended family, it wasn't an easy decision. It was a necessary, it was a very necessary decision. And there are times, I don't know if my sister feels the same way or anyone else, but that sometimes I'm like, I miss the moments that we shared, you know? It just sucks that things got to that point. But like you said, now my focus is on the people that are going to reciprocate what I give as well, and that want the same things as I want. And I want to focus on those relationships. And I, for so long, I tried to find people's approval and like see me for who I am, not for who you think. It was such a freaking energy sucker that I'm like, yeah, me quiero, no más enfocar. I want to focus on the people that want what I want and that are, it's a two-way street, and we're giving and taking, and it's not just someone taking and taking.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like in any other way, but taking from my soul. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, no, I get it. I get it. Yeah. And that's exactly how I feel with certain people in my family as well, you know, where it's like, I don't need the two-way street. And I know you're like this too, where I don't need the two-way street to be I give, you give, I give, you give. Mm-hmm. It could be I give 10 times and you give once.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be equal. Mm-hmm. It just has to be like, love me too. Don't let me be some, I don't have to be fake in order for you to try to love me as well. You know, like I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
For sure. Absolutely.
Which is awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for sharing the stories. Believe it or not, I know the conversations go so organic. Like, we've hit, like, I want to say 40, 50 minutes, and it doesn't even feel it.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But thank you for being open and vulnerable. Thank you for, again, coming. I truly appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Oh. I thought you were crying. I'm like, what?
I was like, is she crying?
Sorry, guys. We have my producer, executive producer right here next to me. But I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Mac Effect. Thank you, guys. Continue hitting the subscribe button. Continue liking, commenting. Any questions that I maybe missed or you want to know about Chiquis and Emilio, definitely share. But once again, guys, I hope it blessed you. I hope we did something where it just... it opens some doors for you guys to just think and process and keep growing with us the same way I'm growing as well. Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Mac Effect, out. Peace.
Peace out, guys. Believe in love.